Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and today we're starting May off with a kick. We're doing a lot of promotions, and we've got an excellent person. Those of you who've been looking in on Psychic Chat, you know today that we're going to have an angel reader, and he's going to be doing some phenomenal work here. We're going to be able to have him here in just a few minutes to call in today to get a free reading or just to listen in if you don't want to really do that. Just call 773-897-6461. We're welcoming an audience. I want to thank you guys for Psychics Gone Wild. And we're going to promptly go right into our reader. Ron, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Psychic Jethro.
Hi, Ron. It's good to speak to you. I am so excited. Ron is an angel reader trained by Doreen Virtue, one of an excellent blog talk radio shows. And Ron, introduce yourself to everybody.
Well, hello, everybody. Like I said, I'm Ron Bates. I live in beautiful Tampa, Florida, in the historic district of Ybor City. And I am a certified angel therapy practitioner by Doreen Virtue. I have been, I'm a guide in the 12th Ray Mystery Schools out of Utah, where we work with an American Indian tribe. And we do shamanic healings and different types of shamanic readings and healings. I'm also a Kabbalist instructor, and so I ascend people through the Tree of Life and the Jewish mysticism, and just ordained minister and just an overall good guy.
That is very excellent, Ron. And we got the privilege of getting to meet you, and I just really can tell everyone here that that's listening in, the friends and family and everyone, this gentleman's very gifted, very strong, very positive resource to be getting a hold of, and we're very fortunate to start our May month of wildness on Gone Wild to have Ron as our first May guest, and we welcome you, Ron. We look forward to you helping everyone. And one of the things you were just mentioning is, you know, the shaman as a totem and worker and things. Have you noticed that as you're working with your patients and people and clients and friends and everyone? All the terminologies of the people we help in the day, have you noticed that people are becoming more attuned to this? Do you feel that people are...
Yes, especially their animal totems. And they're coming to me and they're saying, this animal keeps showing up in my life. Why? You know, and I'm like, well, it's your totem, and they're giving you messages from the other side. And you need to be open, and whatever, just when you see that animal, what were you thinking at that moment? And usually that's going to be an answer to your prayers or concerns or worries or anything else that's going on. So anytime that we're out and we see our totem, now some people who have totems, like myself, I have the eagle. That's one of my totems. But along with the eagle, you're going to have a mammal totem. So mine is the dolphin. So if I see the eagle, I know that's a totem. If I see the dolphin, I know that's spirit talking to me directly. And then I get messages from other animals that's so cool. I had my bedroom window open the other day, and a woodpecker flew in, because I don't have a screen on it, flew in and looked at me and just stared at me. And I'm like, well, there's a message. Oops, before he pecks me in the head, I better figure out the message. He's going to give me a direct message right to the cranium. So I looked him up in my Animal Speak by Ted Andrews, and it was amazing. It means I've laid the foundation and I'm ready to soar upwards. Okay, yeah. And I've laid all the foundations that I need to do, and it's time to break through the layer, because that's what a woodpecker does, break through the layer on the tree to get to his abundance. Okay, to achieve its abundance or food. So that was a real eye-opener for me. You know, when animals come flying through your window, you need to pay attention to it.
Very much, I bet. I can, and I visualize that. You know, I remember through the years of with the Native American, just what you were saying there, you know, they look and do that, and looking at the animal, seeing what the animal does, and pretty much, you know, if they're in your path, you can do it. love what Ron just said there. And you think about the strength and the parts of what looking at a woodpecker in the woods or seeing what they're doing, you'll also see what Ron's getting at there. Those of you who are really learning, one of the excellent things about the studies of this and the best part of it is we're all always learning. I love what he just said there. You know, he looks it up. That's a very good example. I'm new to Tampa also living, and I have never experienced any of this in the Rocky Mountains. We don't have starfish. We don't have, you know, and a good example, last night we had a water crab. We were out looking for shells, and all of a sudden this water crab comes up and running back and forth, and I'm like, where's the book? I did the same thing you did. I'm like, I got to get home and look at Ted Andrews' book. I've got to see what he says about this, because this crab is running over my foot. Obviously, it's in my path, and then I laughed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I'm not at his food. I don't know what it is, you know, what's his beef, and I'm laughing. And first, my first reaction from being an astrology thing is I'm like, wait a minute, my cancer brother's fine with me. You know, I'm thinking the astrology, and then it dawned on me, this totem's telling you something. It carries its house on its back. It's a very, you know, strong one. Mm-hmm. And like Ron said, as soon as we got home and I read it, I was like, that's very true. Personally, that made me realize, you know, that they're there constantly. A lot of people will say they go on a journey, and we love that terminology because all of us are technically going on a journey every day that we're out there in the nature. If you're looking at what's around you, you're going to be seeing they're giving you messages. We talk angel work or totems. And Ron, I'd like to know, what is the show of yours and when is it on Blog Talk Radio?
Okay, I have my own show. It's from 8 to 10 in the evening. It's called Angelic Insights with Ron. Once again, that's Angelic Insights with Ron. And we have a blast, and I have some really neat guests on. Two nights a week, I will do the show, just myself, doing readings and healings for people. And then three nights, I will have guests. So generally, we definitely broadcast on Sunday, Mondays, and Wednesdays. And then we switch off Thursdays and Fridays. We have some really cool guests from all over the United States and Canada. And it's just a lot of fun. And I can't wait to have Jethro on my show as well, because we get on there, we get giggling and laughing, and the energy gets rolling, and we just have a blast, because that's what life is about.
Great. I thank you, Ron. I look forward to that. I do love that. And, you know, as everyone knows that listens to the show, you know, we've been pulling out people from all over. And Ron, one of the best. And one of the great things we've got here, Ron, is we have a few people that are calling in today. And I'm going to go right into that here right off the bat. We're going to talk to, we've got Gussie. How are you, Gussie?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, Gussie.
Hi. I'm really enjoying your show. I'm a first-time listener.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Gussie. You called Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got you here on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Ron, the Angel Reader, and we're going to have you let us know just a little bit of information, and then we'll give you that free mini reading. Ron was asking you, can you give me your first name and then let me know where you're calling in from?
Yeah, my name's Allison. I'm calling from Colorado.
Very good.
Okay. And do you have a specific question that you have on your mind, my friend?
I have a number of questions, and it's really kind of tough to narrow it down at this point. So, but if you need me to narrow it down, I will do that. But
can we boil it? Can we simmer all those questions down into maybe one or two that you might have there?
Yeah. Well, I guess the big one is getting some financial flow back into my life and abundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Are
you unemployed right now?
No, I was unemployed for 3 years, and that was very devastating. I do now have a job. It's completely unrelated to my career, and it's very menial. And
yeah, I was going to say, I'm feeling like it's so you're underemployed.
Yes, very little money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for the paycheck, but I'm getting absolutely no gratification out of this.
Oh God, I know. And for a menial job, I have to give it credit. You know, I've had a lot of menial jobs, and this is probably the best menial job I've ever had. But it is, and I am. That still doesn't make it a whole lot better.
As far as menial jobs, thumbs up.
It's high on the menial job scale, but in terms of the meaningfulness in my life, you know, it's very, very, very unstimulating mentally.
Yeah, and repetitive.
Yeah.
I'm just picking up, you know, you used to just, you know, prior to being unemployed, you'd jump out of bed, you'd get ready, you'd dash off to work, and it was like, yay. And then now it's, okay, well, it's a job, I'm getting up out of bed, okay,
yeah.
I did everything. So, you know, we need to put some passion back in your life. And I'm picking up this is in other areas as well, because you've allowed this to bleed into other areas.
Yeah.
And you've kind of made your life into the mundane.
Mundane would be would be reaching. I think there's a level below mundane, and that's about the
yes,
level.
Yes, there is. Now. But I was trying to be polite and optimistic, okay?
Don't, please. Say it as it is. I'm a very direct person. Just call me straight. That's what I like.
Well, you're you know, energetically, you've allowed yourself, you're like, oh, I'm in a rut, so I'm just going to go with it, okay? And you can step out of that rut at any moment, okay? And the, I drew three cards for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that the first card is divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusions, see under the underlying order to everything right now, all right, because there needs to be, when they present your next job, there needs to be a rekindled passion and a rekindled, good Lord, what, I just lost the word. there needs to be appreciation, thank you, appreciation, the angel just stuck it back in my head. A rekindled passion and appreciation for what you truly love to do. Okay? And you're gonna be offered here real soon. The second card that I pulled is a little bit more patience is needed at this time. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need time to nurture and for nurturing and patience. So it's like you've planted the seed, you're getting ready for the flower to bloom, but it has to be a bud first, before it can bloom, okay? And you are ready for this, okay? And I just want to let you know that there's a light at the end of your tunnel, my friend, okay? But you have to grab that passion back and start putting that energy into your life in all areas of it.
Uh-huh.
Put it back into it, because only you can do that.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
If you allow, you know, depression or these negative thoughts or negative things, what does the law of attraction tell us?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're going to attract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want you to do is take that spiritual understanding. The third card I drew was the spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are going to be bringing you a whole lot of spiritual understandings in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're going to have your epiphany. And then things are going to get much, much better.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's start doing the spring cleaning, because I've been doing a spring cleaning for the last 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I have cleaned everything in my home from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start doing the same thing. Clean out whatever's not working in your life and put things in your life that aren't working, whether it's relationships, friendships, work, or whatever, but the only person that can clean their house, and I'm talking your house is your life, is you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's time for that spring clean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jethro?
Yes, and as we're seeing that here in the energy, I also agree there with we've got things happening, and I can see that with you also, that they're telling me with the strength of the ability and the work that's happening with you, you've been putting out some other flow here, this energy cycle that what I feel and sense with you is going to really bring in some other work for you. They were saying that, and I feel that you've got another ability here. I keep picking up other sensations there. I keep feeling like you've been working on some of your working with other energies here. They keep telling me that you're like doing some kind of healing for other. First, I thought it was animals. I keep picking up something with healing ability there.
No, it's not animals. I do love animals, but I don't even have. I mean, I don't live even with an animal, which is actually rather little bit quite hard on me not to have an animal in the house. But I do work in an assisted living facility, and a lot of the residents are quite elderly and not, you know, they're quite elderly. I don't need to say anything more than that, do I? And so I do feel like when I engage with them, I do engage in a very healing and caring capacity.
And that makes sense of what I'm seeing and what I'm seeing with the color coming from you and the flow. And the reason I think part of what I'm also, we were just talking totems, my mind's on animals. And what I love with you is I'm feeling that energy of, like you said, you know, you do love them, you do sense them. And I do feel that you are doing that. I feel you're on a healing level. You're communicating with these other people's energies and you're putting that out there.
Yeah.
That is very good. I also, they're telling me here with the angels and the other work with you is that you have what we call a lot of the karmic coins or the real positive energies on the other side that's also bringing in those strengths for you. You know, and that's where I feel that. Very good. And I apologize. We're having a little bit of our technical difficulties. We seem to know when to grab Block Talk Radio by their short wires. But it's really strange. And so I do thank everybody, and I know that what we're having happen here is it's kind of going a little wild there. And I thank you with calling in. We welcome you. We're going to get right back to a little bit of work here that we've got happening. As we were going through and discussing this in the show, did you notice, Ron, as we were, one of the things that seems to be happening is as we're bringing up the energies and the strengths and everybody's raising their vibrations, what do you feel, Ron, is causing some of these phone difficulties? Is it sunspots or what do you feel?
Well, I don't feel it's sunspots. I have a lot, when I do temple work in my house or we start raising the energy and the vibration is coming through the phone. A lot of electronics. And electronics really don't handle higher vibration levels very well. So you're going to get various electronic problems when you raise the vibration level up to this point where we're at, and electronics start going, hey, what's going on here? Because what's happening is they're feeding us energy through the phone lines, and we're picking up on it. We're able to give them a reading, and then we energetically connect with their guides and guardians and angels. But it has to begin through the phone lines, so Blog Talk Radio or some of these other internet phone services start vibrating at a higher level than what they're used to.
That's very much me. That and there sounds like a lot more feasible for me because I agree with Ron. I kept having everyone tell me that, and like the sun flares just aren't getting it because they've been doing it for quite a long time. And I did notice that different shows, as you guys noticed, now we're having a lot of energy here. But as Ron was telling you, he is a minister. He does power work. He works with a lot of areas of the angelic world. And I've noticed I believe the archangels and different people, different tools, different instruments, different things really affect the computer, different ones affect the phones. We had a big joke back when I used to read on the other psychic line was they would say, you know, please put down your selenite. And I had a chunk of it, you know, that was like a big sheet of selenite. And I would hold it and read on the line because it was comforting. But what was really good about the piece of stone was it would really resonate. Then as things went on through the night, they like put it down because other psychics on the line were like, you know, the guy in Rocky Mountains is starting to get really wild because they hear me. The world, you know, it's ringing out there. And these people are going, who's ringing my bell? It's like, okay, it's the selenite. And what I would do then is, you know, I had children at that time and they would tell me, they're like, you know, Dad, what are you doing? And they're like, you know, I'd put the selenite and they would, you know, they were little and they'd run and get me something else. So, you know, they were ornery children. One of their favorite things was, you know, handing amethyst because, you know, as a good protector. One thing we found out back then is if you did combination, of course, like people have learned with healing, I didn't know. I wasn't into the stones. But if you put different combinations of stones together, they will do really cool stuff to people over the phone. And, you know, I'm at the mercy of the phone. You know how it is. You can't leave these headsets. You're as far as that cord is to your computer. And that's as far as I was from that, you know, back then working on the psychic line. And so my kids would go in, I'd like, you know, and I'm giving them little notes and trying to, you know, make sure the customer's happy. They'd run back and bring me some tiger's eye and then some hematite. And pretty soon I'd have people, you know, this guy's like, I don't know what it is, but whenever I call you, my hair seems to feel really good, you know, and they're just like, like sensation. And they're like, someone's giving me a head massage. And it's like, uh-oh, you know, and I'm like, okay, maybe a little less of the hematite. Let's set this up. My son, and I have an ornery Scorpio sun, and he's like, your dad, here's some bloodstone. I'm like, no, quit. You know, these people are starting to get a little wild on me. And we would kind of we learned the really good thing that with the healing and the stones and the work, as you guys have heard, you know, and talked on the radio, Kelly in our contest is actually a Reiki master. So for that top five to win the five contest here, and here's your clue. One of the questions is, what is Kelly a master of? And we all teased her of talking a lot, but she is not. That was our joke with her. And she laughed today, couldn't be here from Colorado, but she is also a Reiki master, just like Ron is. And we have noticed that what we encourage is we have all of you guys who do the Reiki or any of that, always get with someone like this. Get with Ron, get with Kelly. Kelly was doing that. She was putting rocks under her healing bed. And found a really good resolution. Ron was telling us that he is doing angel healing. Ron, can you explain to me a little of that? Can you talk about a little bit what you do?
Well, actually, you can do angel healing with your Reiki, and and basically, you know, anything that you have to understand that when you have the ability, and how I've been taught is, I am the physical vessel of the angels. Okay. What I have learned to do is to be able to consciously step aside and allow them to come into this vessel that I call the body and do the healing work that needs to be done. So I've trained and I've learned how to step aside and allow them to come in and perform without interfering. Okay? And we can do angel Reiki. We can do angel healings in regards to many, many different modalities. Just laying hands upon from one person to another. If you can feel the Holy Spirit through you and lay your hands upon another person and help them heal, do it. Just touch. Remember, even Jesus went and touched. Okay, Buddha touched people.
Excellent.
Because the human touch is the most healing thing that anybody can have. Okay, so that's what we want to channel with the angels, and we want to channel that healing energy. But the main thing that you want to understand is learn the archangels and which quorum does what job. So if you're going to be doing specific healing work, you need to know the difference between Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and what are their true divine jobs. Okay, and that's what you want to learn, because that way you can invoke that specific angel and come in and do specific work on that person. Okay?
Oh, very.
So, you know, you can always call Archangel Michael. You can always do that. You can always invoke Archangel Michael, but Archangel Michael will show up and say, no, that's divine destiny. You need Archangel Metatron. Okay? I cut through that, and I look at what the person needs and then call that specific archangel, and I say, Archangel Metatron, please come in and help me with this person's divine destiny. We have questions in regards to their path and where they're going and how they're going to get there, okay, and what exactly is their role. So that's the trick to angel healing, is learning the angels, what each one's roles are, and then specifically invoking them, so it doesn't have to go through like the phone tree. Michael's calling Zadkiel, Zadkiel's calling Raphael. So we have this great phone tree going, and by the time everything's done, your hour's up, and you're like, hey, wait a minute, now I got to do it on the astral plane. Okay.
Makes sense to me. I can visualize as we're talking here, Ron, and those of you who are listening in today on Psychics Gone Wild, you can get in and talk to us at 773-897-6461 to have some talking fun. We did have a lot of technical difficulties this weekend. That's what we've been discussing, some of the metaphysical reasons. And right now we've got Ron discussing with us the each and every individual energy that the angels do and what their abilities are. This is a very intense show. If you tuned in, we have you, Gussie. You're still on the air. I don't know, but we have some kind of a hissing sound. I wanted to tease you. I don't know if you have a python from Florida that's found his way to your Colorado door or what, but it's there. And I laugh. Those of you who know that looked on Psychics Gone Wild, we did have a little bit of pictures of me scared of a manatee. There's another one of your clues for the top five.
Oh,
what animal
wow.
scared Jethro in the water was a manatee. They're not pretty when you look at them underwater with a snorkel gear and you're afraid of water. Believe me, they're not a pretty animal. They may eat vegetables, but they still scared me. So There's your second clue.
That is the most peaceful animal.
Yeah, and they said he was a baby. He wasn't even a full grown. He's just
They're huge. They are absolutely huge. And if you go down and swim with them, they're very gentle, and they'll nuzzle you and nudge you. They'll never bite you or anything like that. They're not equipped for that. But don't get slapped by their tail. They have a big tail that if you get on the wrong side of them, they can get you. But they are truly a peaceful animal.
He was trying to be my friend. I didn't want to be his friend. I wanted to get away. I'm a nice person. I love animals, as Gussie was saying earlier on the show. I'm the same way. And what really impressed me about that was that it was very peaceful, and I felt the energy. But, you know, I'm back in the days when Jaws was on the shows, and I'm the one who put my feet up in the Rocky Mountains where there's no danger of this. And
right.
I've drowned. If anyone's read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and came back, I do play in the water now. But to have this enormous thing coming at you that looks like, you know, one of Popeye's friends with the whiskers in the water, it's a weird expression. And they are cute. I do agree. But a big object like that coming at you to play, I didn't want to play. I wanted to get away from it. And those who laugh, you know, there is some of those photos on Psyche Chat for a laugh. We did we've been once a month. We run a funny one for 10 or 15 minutes. If you really want to see the really embarrassing blurbs of Jethro, or, you know, we've got one of Psychic Celeste and a really cute one of Hugging Trees that got us in trouble in California. No, it was not, you know, rated X, but it was silly. And one thing fun that we had on there is that we do put them on there. Those of you who saw the chocolate facial, that was another funny one. This month we've got some new ones. We'll be running those on Psychic Chat. Those of you who'd like to see those little funnies and have a laugh, I do ask you to refrain from copying those, especially because of different people's careers. Most of us, I'm Psychic Jethro. You can do anything you want with my stuff because I pretty much am a psychic. But I have a couple of the people, and we've had a few on here, that are our hidden psychics, or because of their other careers, actually can get in a little trouble. So that's why you'll see the blurbs and then they're taken off. Most of the time you'll see on there. I always put down do not copy, or I put them in the private room of Psychics Gone Wild. But the better part and the fun part is those of you who really enjoyed, you know, there will be more. We are teasing Sue Berman. She's going to be putting little blurbs that we're going to get on from Mexico. Those of you who are listening in, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, is going to be me and Sue Berman on Psychics Gone Wild. Hola. And we've been working on it. I'm going to go down and do a class in Mexico. And those of you who listened in and laughed, her husband is Dennis, and I did get in trouble on the radio, but we are friends. He did tell me to leave his wife alone, and so we will be talking just business next time. And we laughed, but he's invited me down. And the really good thing is they're very good people, and we're going to be doing some more work with Sue. You guys can get a hold of her. We've got Ron today. Ron, I thank you, and I'm going to ask you to do me a little bit of a favor. If you would, as we're sitting here, we've got quite a few of the phone difficulties. People are staying on just a minute or two. So, Ron, I'm going to just take 1 minute here and give us a little bit of our commercial. It'll be about 2 minutes of music. And I'm going to come right back, Ron, but I think what we've got is a little bit of technical difficulties because people are bopping in and out of the room so fast. I'm going to see if I can't correct that. So I will be right back in 2 minutes, Ron.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And as we're going through, guys, here's that music. Hello, everybody. We're back on Psychics Gone Wild. We're here. We're giving a little bit of a moment here, and we're waiting as we talk with the different ones we have on here. Thank you, guys, that have been calling in. I kind of see that we've got some other things happening today. We thank you, everyone who's been calling in. We apologize. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties again. One of those things seems to be our phone, which we just kind of seem to do that periodically. Those of you who are kind of going with everything, notice that as we're kind of getting a hold of you or we're checking with you guys, be able to get a hold of us at that 773-897-6461. I've had quite a few fall off today. That happens once in a while. Please bear with us, those that are in the site. We have on here today, one of the great things that we've been able to do is we're having, going on with some really good, it's like something else is going on and something else is happening, and it's happening. And it's like we're waiting here for Ron to call back. He's going to get a hold of us in a little bit. We'll be kind of waiting there. And, it's like something else is happening with him. We're looking at this, kind of going into it. So as we're redialing, those of you who have been kind of going through and looking and noticing some of the things that Psychic Gone Wild is going through, one of the things is we're doing a lot more of those contests again. They're giving away a big contest for those of you who have been trying to keep track of it. And that one of the really good contests that we'll be having is that we'll also be having some other things come up for you later, and that's one of the things that will be coming up, is to get in on those contests, to be able to have some of that fun. You want to turn around and have some other things going on for you, and one of those things that you want to have right now is you want to have your contest in. And one of the ways to do that is to put in what you have there. And one of the things is, the first question is, what is Psychic Celeste, who's on Monday mornings, what is her astrology sign? What is her star sign or sun sign? What is her astrology sun sign? And she answered that question yesterday morning when we started out our week. And one of the really fun things that we had on there was she even let us know that what she's doing is she's working with people at that Psychic Celestial Readings, and you can get a hold of her there at 77 Yahoo. And I've got all those in there. If you want to look and read with them, you guys will realize that one of the best things that we've had is going with things really good. It's like everybody else is noticing some other things that we've got going on. It's like we've also got some other good things happening and really working with it. We're waiting on Ron. It looks like Ron's kind of getting through there. We can't seem to get Ron called back, so bear with us. We're going to try and get him. We're trying to call you back, Ron. He's telling me he's in the room, but we just can't get a hold of him that won't dial you, Ron. So I'm going to keep dialing, and we're going to find you. So what we've got happening here is that as we're in here talking, everyone, we've got Ron on, and we're going to have to obviously get Ron back because Ron just set the energy. Whatever happened there, all of a sudden we just had a really wild energy just take off and do it, and it's like what happened out of it was that the energy just knocked Ron off the radio, has the energy going, and as I'm trying to go through this, the machine basically is just going haywire. So anybody who's calling in today is getting on for a few minutes and bumped off. I apologize to you. What we're really trying to do, and we're getting this to go and do our really good work, is that we're trying to get back with Psychic's Gone Wild, and we'll have Ron on with his angel cards and some more of that really excellent things. We went ahead and did it. Now we've got him on. And here we are looking at him, and now we're going to try and talk with him. Hi, Ron.
Oh, Hello, we're back on the air.
And it's really wild. This is a brand new system, and I laugh, but it's just the energy, Ron. I thank you for being patient. Ron was right in the middle of telling some intents, and all of a sudden it went wild. We have Gussie. Me and Gussie have been here. We're hanging out. And Gussie, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm just listening, enjoying the show.
Thank you for being a patient. Poor Gussie had to listen to all of Jethro's day one, day two stories. No, I'm kidding. Jethro's been here trying to get people to realize that they've been calling the 773-897-6461, have some fun number, and that number is kind of putting people through and dropping them off. They've assured me, Blog Talk Radio, that they're very busy, and it doesn't seem to matter with our show with right now what we're getting, but they're going to work with me on this, and they've been really doing a lot of effort. We had a really good show yesterday morning, and I apologize. I hope it's not going to be in the mornings because everyone knows that, you know, I'm not awake then. Ron, you do the night shows. Do you have any of this happen on the night?
Oh yeah. They'll totally just crash on me.
Oh, no.
And I always tell my guests, I give them the whole, it's not if the system crashes, it's when the system crashes. This is what we do, okay? So when you have, you know, 150 listeners and, you know, 20, 30 people in the chat room going at it, and then all of a sudden everything just goes, bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Everybody, we've got some really good things happening. We've got some really good people helping. We've got a really good, I think we've got your student today is here. Is that correct?
Yes.
You have a student, Darby?
Yes, Darby is one of my students. I have attuned him in Reiki, and I'm teaching him angelic readings. And I just did a DNA activation on him. And was an amazing time to watch his abilities after the activation just expand by 200%. And he is just a great guy, just an incredible guy to work with and just to know.
Very rockin', very cool, and very positive, and we welcome you, Darby, to Psychics Gone Wild. We've gotten it a lot better. We look at today. Those of you who have gotten in, you know, we've obviously going to have to, you know, schedule again with Ron here and get him in. I'm having a day that they're cutting me off when I go to say words. I think they're just being ornery. What we've got left at Psychics Gone Wild show, we're going to have some fun. Those of you who do know how to get a hold of us, always, you know, get a hold of us through our emails. Mine is www.jethrosmith.net/. And Ron, how do they get a hold of you at your WW site?
They can go ahead and go to my website, readingsbyron.com. That's readings with an F by Ron, B-Y-R-O-N, ron.com. And you can go ahead and check out all the services I provide. You can email me at the contact page or give me a call, either one. And it's a fun little website to check things out. There's little blurbs about each of the archangels at the bottom of the page, so if you want to start learning about your archangels, go ahead and go to my website and check it out.
Excellent, Ron. I really have enjoyed this show, and even though we've had our little wild things, we've still done it. And we, you know, we've had Andrew Aloha on. We have looked at the Golden Psychic Show. Those of you who knew that I went on there, we've got some other. Lady Palmer is going to be back Friday. Lady Palmer is really welcoming everyone. That her phone number will be on the radio that day for you to call her and schedule yourself an appointment. She is in California now instead of the East Coast, and just rolling right along out there having a party of her own. And those of you who love our voice, you know, please listen in for our fun Friday, because Lady Palmer will be on. We're going to be doing a little bit more publicity with some other friends here. Those of you who know of Jennifer Grimm, I'm very proud and throw the name around, very glad that she's my client. She will be here. We're going to have some of her music. For those of you who really like a beautiful angelic voice, please listen in, because she's going to do a couple songs that she sent me, and I'm going to be able to play them. And she's going to come on and talk to you guys a little bit about some things that are going on in California by Shasta Mountain. We've just, you know, we've got the Run Fun of May. And Ron, I love the fact that you were talking to us earlier about the totems. Would you Would you kind of indulge me just a little bit here as we're getting the phones to go and stuff? And we've got a couple people that have waited a little bit, and we'll get you in. We know that the phones are doing it, so I'm not picking you up right away. If you make it over 2 minutes, then we know you're going to stay. Otherwise, I've dated these relationships. I grab your hand to dance, and then you run. So I'm making you wait a minute. I told Bill, you know, we're going to say it. We're going to adult. Everyone knows that Psychic Jethro was like the kooky date. We found that out last month to people who called in from my school. And they just let everybody know that I was a hippie in a country town. And, you know, there was the fun thing. The only thing they really loved about me was my laugh, which I realized then was most of the time I was laughing, because I realized when you're psychic and you're around country people who don't like that, you learn to make them laugh. I wanted to live. So we joke about. So those of you who are on there, I apologize, but we're going to let Ron talk to us a little bit about totems and what he senses with me and what he's feeling, because Ron has got a very good gift here, as we were talking about seeing animals, and we were talking a little bit before the show, and I would like you to talk a little bit about that with the totems and your gift of that. And those of you who are on, please stay patient, and I'll get with you if the phone allows it.
First of all, can I pull 3 cards for you, Jethro?
Sure.
Okay, you don't mind?
No, I welcome it, Ron. I really respect your gift.
Okay. The first card that I pulled for you, and it's out of the Angel Therapy, out of Dorian Virtue's Angel Therapy Oracle cards, is Archangel Raphael's working really close with you right now, okay? And this is to help you in your transition, okay? And he's helping you and supporting your healing work, okay, as it moves into a different phase, okay?
Yes. Hello?
All right. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here. There.
Oh,
it's okay.
Thank God. I'm like, oh, my God, we lost him again. The second card is visualize success. Yourself doing well in all your situations and have faith in a positive outcome, but you have to visualize the outcome. You have to see what is it and how do I get to that outcome. Okay, because the third card I pulled for you was Law of Attraction. And that when you finally visualize what your success is, what you see it being, and how you see it being, once you have it visualized, they're going to bring it to you. And the Law of Attraction is going to bring it to you, okay?
Oh, no, so very good.
That's really, really important. Now, as far as animal totems, earlier you told me that you wanted to know more about the parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the parrot is about sunshine and color healing.
Excellent.
Okay? So lots of healing going on in your life right now. Lots of healing going on. And a lot of time for you to have a little downtime for yourself and to kind of become more acquainted with your new area you're living in, the new people you're going to meet, and all that. The parrot is a bird of the sun. Its bright colors and sunshine, and, of course, the landscapers show up just as I'm starting to read.
Isn't that the law of the land?
you know, it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to head over here now since the leaf blower is right under my window. And so the parrot is all about the sun. And where did you move to?
Tampa, Florida.
The Sunshine State.
Yeah.
It's so that you can commune more with sun energy. Okay? And so that you know all about the moon, you know about the night energies. They want you to learn more about the sun energies and Ra. Okay?
Okay.
They work more with the sun energies. Okay. Its bright colors and sunshine aspects are what gives it magic. Its feathers can be used in prayer sticks for powerful healing rites and to invoke the energies of the sun at any time of the year. In the Pueblo tradition, it is the bird associated with the gathering of salt. The places where salt was found were considered a gift from the sun. Since the parrot was to the Pueblo, a bird of the sun, there is the correspondence. Parrots come in a variety of colors. Anyone with parrot as a totem should do some study of colors and their effects. The parrot is a wonderful teacher of the power of light and color. Okay? Period. Some parrots have been taught to mimic humans. Because of this ability, the parrot has been considered a link between the human kingdom and the bird kingdom. Parrots, in this sense, could be likened to ambassadors, diplomats, and interpreters. Okay? They have a magic that will enable you to understand others more effectively. So basically what they're setting you up to learn is how to be that ambassador between one side of the veil and this side of the veil.
Excellent.
And what they're going to do is, when I see angels, I see colors. Okay? And mm-hmm. each angelic has a different color. So for different color healing. Okay? And different types of healing. So you're here, you moved here in order to learn and expand your healing knowledge in these areas of colors, sunshine, and to be that ambassador from one side to the other in order to help other people heal.
Oh, varied. And see, and I realize, I thank you, Ron, you're very much without, you know, this is where the gift is very good. And Ron did exactly hit on this. Without knowing, last night I had went shelling, and as we were going out, I realized it was getting close to sunset, and I went to look, and I'm a very nocturnal person, and in the last 2 years since I went to Sedona, Arizona, and moved, all of a sudden the guides just started waking me up at 6 a.m., which was hilarious. Any of you guys who know my mother, Native American, she tried for years to get me to run the restaurant or get up. It's not going to happen. I don't like mornings. I used to forget my shoes. I would go in and start the coffee. I'd be making things in the restaurant, and I'm like, oh, shoes are missing, hair's not up. Maybe I want to put on a shirt. You know, I get in trouble. It was kind of scary. And all of a sudden, the guides did this. Ron, you're right on, because all of a sudden, they woke me up at 6 a.m. in the morning. And all of a sudden, I've been doing that. And then when we were doing yesterday, long story short, at the sunset, I noticed the most beautiful colors I had never seen. As the water and the they're going into the bay there at Clearwater, Florida. All of a sudden, the sun's going down. I'm seeing these. And I sensed a human, an entity, and a human being. And I felt so overjoyed to realize that, you know, the angels were there. Obviously, they were working with me, and this is why they've been getting me up early, as they've been doing the last couple of years, and why they've been, like you said, they're just doing this. They're showing me, and it was a color, the most beautiful hues of color that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me that this is the color I am here at one end of it, and this is the color I'm going to be when they're done with me in Florida. And it alleviated a lot of positive and stress for me, because I've been really wondering why the guides threw me here. Those of you in Sedona and Pasadena, California, are going, what happened to Psyche Jethro? He wakes up, and in 2 weeks, we fly out. We got to go to, you know, the guide said, go to Florida. Same way they told me to go to Sedona. I'm learning to listen to them and keep my heart open. It's just frustrating, and I thank you, Ron. You really helped me, because I kept thinking, it's hot down here. There's alligators in the water. You know, I'm just thinking all of it.
Don't forget the snakes.
Yeah, I got to touch one. That was a really cool thing. Come and touch the python. You may have one in your yard that will eat you, but we'll take you to our pet store. I petted
exactly.
him, but I didn't like him. I didn't like it. I didn't care for the energy. And I'm like, you know, there's rattlesnakes back in Wyoming, but they mind their own business. They go off. If you
right.
don't, you know, don't go looking for them, they're not looking for you. This python, you could tell. They said it was a female. They showed me that pythons, by the way, have back legs. That was kind of wild. I am kind of Scorpio that way. A little kinky there, but it's like, oh, a python has back legs. But, you know, one thing I really got to learn out of it was that, you know, there any place you go, you learn with the energy. And I, you know, have been really kind of experiencing the fact that, you know, they could have ate me, mountain lions in Colorado Springs at Garden of the Gods. They didn't eat me, so I don't think they're going to eat me here. I would appreciate those of you who keep sending me the jokes of the sharks to stop and the cute little crocodile commercials. I don't want to be a handbag for somebody or in a handbag, thank you. But it just makes me laugh because it you know I have a vivid imagination, everyone. So
yes.
It has been fun. And I thank you. You've made the time, 502. We're trying to get it all in. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. I did you. 502. Okay, well, we thought we had him. We've got Psychic Jethro and Psychic Ron. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great.
Okay, we're going to try one more time with feeling. 502,
okay.
You hear me? Area code 502-744. Okay, I guess they're listening in or they're somewhere, but they got to make it. And now we're going to go to 914. Hello? Okay, well, we've got a lot of people listening that want to just be quiet, and that's fine. I'm glad
that's
you got
great.
Through. You know, we're welcoming. Ron, what would be the best thing you would advise me as I'm trying to get an angel healing, and I'm out there running through the woods and obviously here in the swamp screaming, no more alligators. What would you suggest that I look to or utilize to get more contact with the angels? What would your opinion do?
The first thing that you want to do is what I went out and purchased was the Complete Encyclopedia of Angels by Susan Gray. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's about $12.
Okay.
Very it's a very inexpensive book, and there's about, it goes through, she's excellent. She goes through about 200 different angels, celestial beings, gods and goddesses and everything. Is to get the most angel therapy practitioners and most people that work with angels have this encyclopedia. Okay? So I really recommend that you first start with this, start reading about them, and then what you do is, like, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to Archangel Michael, okay, because we talked about him a little bit earlier today. And it tells you what faith Michael is associated with, and Michael is associated with all three major faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Okay, mm-hmm. And Michael will help you love yourself, have the courage of your convictions, find your life's purpose, improve all of your relationships, find a career that makes your heart sing, and live your life fully and passionately. So the encyclopedia is going to tell you exactly what Michael is there to do. He's there for protection. And everything else. Okay, so then it gives you the invocation. How do I invoke Michael? What do? Other than just think about him, because you can just think about him, he's going to be there. Okay? The colors usually associated with Michael are green and red. So if you're seeing a lot of greens and reds when you meditate, when you close your eyes, or the sun is hitting things in a special thing, those are associated with Archangel Michael. And he is very easygoing. You usually really don't have to do anything special to call him other than to ask for his help. Michael usually has a sword that he uses to cut through any resistance, so you can write your request on a piece of paper, then imagine his sword tearing the letter into small pieces, knowing that he heard your prayer. You can then burn the pieces of paper or throw them away. Okay? And so it tells you how to invoke him. What colors to look for, because remember we talked that you're going to start sensing these colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this book is going to tell you exactly what the colors mean and why.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. Thank you. And you guys listening in, you're getting a lot of information. Take notes. Ron's giving you a lot of information and for me, and I thank you, Ron, for doing that. I am going to flip a little bit of a math on you here on you. I wonder, do you know the angel numbers and what they mean? I have a really excellent, for years I used to, it's like 222, three twos, or 111, those numbers magically would come up. We've had a lot of controversy from numerologies on them. I know that there's a controversy over this, but what do you feel, Ron? I keep having this thing, I keep seeing the 222, and I just, all of a sudden, my clock will do it. My clock, and I have a radio clock that has two times that keeps going, my Gemini rising, and it will do that. All of a sudden, it will just do that.
Right, and Doreen Virtue has an amazing book on angelic numerology, and I don't have it out in front of me. I don't have the exact name of it. Email it over to you, but she explains the numerology in association with the angels, and so especially if you're seeing like various series of numbers, like I keep seeing the number 13. Okay, for some reason 13 is just all over the place, so I went and looked it up, and I'm like, cool, all right, well, we're ready for some new beginnings.
Excellent.
Yes. So Doreen Virtue has a book out. It's Angel Numerology. It associates with the numerology with the angelic realm. So angels are going to try to communicate with you any way that you will be able to understand, whether you can hear them, feel them, sense them. I always know when my archangel is Archangel Zadkiel. I'm of his realm. Okay? And I always know when he is with me because I will feel his wings against my lower leg and the back of my leg, even though I have pants on. All of a sudden, I get these chills going up the back of my legs, and I'm like, okay, Zacchio, what do you want?
Whoa.
And if Metatron comes up, he just bats me in the head with his wing, and I'm like, okay. He seems to get a real kick out of doing that to me. Mm-hmm. It's however you sense them, and everybody senses them differently. Some people will actually talk to them, and they will appear in front of them. They've appeared in the physical in front of me. And I was just blown away by it. I was like, you're Michael and Raphael. And they're like, hi. And I'm like, hi. So, when I get in the energy, I get real giddy and everything, and I love it. So really feel your guardian angel. All religions believe in the guardian angel. There's not one religion that doesn't believe in the guardian angel.
Excellent.
All right? So everybody has an angel assigned to them that watches out over you, protects you, helps the items that you contracted with God to experience here in the physical, and to help you through them.
Very excellent. That makes a lot of sense. And if all of you have been keeping track and what Ron was talking to you about, what we're doing here is discussing archangels. He's saying every culture, different ones, has that. It does fit. We've been learning a lot here. We've got Psychics Gone Wild, and today we've had our lovely technical difficulties. For those of you, we have quite a few that are listening in, that are on the phone. If you did want to get in, call 773-897-6461. Obviously, try in. Tomorrow we're going to be Psychic Tristan's going to be on. She's going to be doing some of her things. She's going to be out, and we've got Psychic Kelly back with Casey and the Kelly and the birth cards, and those two are going to be going wild on Psychics Gone Wild for May 2nd. We are not going to have that. We're going to have Psychic Jethro and Psychic Leo on tomorrow, and Psychic Leo is in Missouri. We welcome Psychic Leo back. He's doing another talk show with us. We're going to be doing this, and please, you guys, if you do not get a hold of us through the telephone, always get a hold of me at psychicjethro@AOL.com, and we do many yes and no's, and we will contact you. We are putting together a news flyer, so those emails that you've sent me, it's in the process. In the month of May, we will be getting out some newsletters to you guys. We'll be sending you, like, the people that have been on, starting here with Psychic Ron, we'll be sending you how to get a hold of him on his website. I thank all of you. We love you. We've got a few minutes left to go back, and talk here. We're going to finish out the show today, and thank you for your patience with this wild and wonderful Psychic's Gone Wild. So, Ron, thank you for coming on. Is there any things you'd like to tell these wonderful people?
Well, I'm going to pull a card for everybody. I'm going to pull a couple cards for everybody. So let's see what the angels want to channel to the crowd here. We just have the angels want everybody to know that they're going to be bringing each and every one of you a higher level of spiritual understanding, okay? And they want you to be ready for it. So be ready to have your vibration lifted up even more. If you were listening to the show and you're listening now, it's going to happen to you. And Archangel Michael's card flipped over. And he wants you to know that I am all lower energies at all times, so you are safe to spiritually expand. So get out there and get them, everybody. Enjoy life. Life is beautiful. Live it each day the most.
Thank you. We enjoy you, Ron. We look forward to your radio show. They can catch you. We've got 90 seconds left. You're welcome to come back. I have a feeling we'll be getting Ron on again, and one day we're going to have him on the phone, and everybody's going to be on together, and look out, people. Psychic's Gone Wild. The last of our show, we're going to go out with my little silly song. They all laugh, but I like it. It's like, it reminds me of the little alien girl, and we're going to play that little green-haired girl right now as we go into the last of Psychic's Gone Wild. Thank you, and thank everyone. And Ron, please stay tuned, you guys, because what we've got happening is Ron's gone. What night are you on Blog Talk Radio?
I will be on Thursday night at 8 o'clock for sure. And tonight I'm doing a show on Blog Talk Radio at 10 o'clock on Be the Light Now. I'm a guest on their show. So if you didn't get a reading now, give the other show at 10 o'clock.
See? And there you have it. Ron, it kind of cut you out. Could you say it real quick again? Which radio show are you going to be on?
It's going to be on Be the Light Now at 10 p.m. tonight.
Excellent. We look forward to that, everybody. You can bet your Toyota I'm going to be watching or whatever you're driving this week, and I will be listening. We're all looking forward to it. I thank you again, Ron. We're going to go ahead and close out this show. And we look forward to everybody there. Thank all of you who've called in, and call in tomorrow because we're going to be having some more fun.